With news from Aspen Public Radio, I'm Molly Dove. More than 4 million people in 163 countries participated in youth-led climate strikes in September. So now what? That's the question being asked at Beyond the Strike, a climate forum being held tonight in Carbondale. Craig Kopp has more.
Marching in the streets certainly calls attention to the threat of climate change. Up next, taking action to address the causes of climate change. Mona Newton, the executive director of the Community Office of Resource Efficiency, CORE, says there's a lot of that work being done in the Roaring Fork Valley, but it's time for more.
What we need is scale. We need more people to get involved, and we need more people to make their home or business more energy efficient.
Tonight's climate forum includes, among others, the CEO of Holy Cross Energy, the mayor of Aspen, and council members from Basalt, Carbondale, and Glenwood Springs. It's at the 3rd Street Center in Carbondale from 5 to 7. I'm Craig Kopp, Aspen Public Radio News.
The Elk Mountain Range is home to 14ers like Maroon Peak and Snowmass Mountain, and it has some of the best and most expensive approach trails in the state. That's according to the Colorado 14ers Initiative, or CFI's, 2019 14er report cards, which grades things like erosion or trail width. Approach trails provide a safe pathway up the mountain until the terrain gets too rough, then the trail ends and the hikers start off-hill scrambling or finding their own way to the top. In the Elk Mountain Range, North Maroon Peak was given an A, and Capitol and Maroon Peaks were both given C+, which is better than a few years ago. Lloyd Athern is the executive director of CFI. He says the 14ers in the Elk Mountain Range are some of the hardest to hike in the state, so the trails are shorter, but cost just as much to build and maintain.
Yeah, our trails are obscenely expensive, but they're necessary to protect the ecosystem and to facilitate responsible climbing and hiking access.
Even for the short trails near the valley, it can cost anywhere from $75,000 to $1 million to build and maintain approach trails. Picken County Open Space and Trails is crafting a new management plan for the North Star Nature Preserve, but first, they're seeking public input to help shape what the plan looks like. Alex Hager has more.
The 240 acres of protected land that make up the North Star Preserve are mostly off-limits to humans. But now the county is asking folks about how they use the land that is open to people. There's an online survey with questions about how, where, and when people access the preserve. Jesse Young is an environmental planner for Open Space and Trails. She says they're looking for input from all over the community.
Doesn't really matter how you use North Star, we want to hear from you, even if it's, you know, you pass by on Highway 82.
You can take the survey yourself at pitkinostprojects.com. That input will help shape a draft management plan that gets released in February for more public comment, and a final plan is scheduled for a tentative release in May 2020. Alex Hager, Aspen Public Radio News.
Aspen City Council has unanimously voted to ban gun and other deadly weapons from city buildings. A deadly weapon includes not only guns, but also knives and any other weapon or device that is capable of causing death or serious bodily injury. Violating the new ban on deadly weapons is punishable by a fine of up to $2,650 and up to a year in jail. The ban does not include guns carried by people who have a concealed carry permit. I'm Molly Dove, Aspen Public Radio News.